The second week of the federal election campaign is now drawing to a close, but the Prime Minister is still being dogged by questions about her predecessor. Today, Julia Gillard has been asked questions about whether the Labor Party has asked Kevin Rudd to campaign for it beyond his seat in Queensland. And a former Labor leader has accused Kevin Rudd of damaging Julia Gillard's chances of re-election by deliberately leaking information about cabinet discussions. But the government is also pointing out there's a little leadership question on the coalition side as well. Our chief political correspondent, Lyndall Curtis, joins us now. Lyndall, the questions about Kevin Rudd just won't go away. And of course, now Mark Latham has stuck the knife in, calling Kevin Rudd a snake.
Yes, I think Mark Latham isn't really helping Labor's cause with his repeated interventions into the campaign. He's questioned or alleged that Kevin Rudd was behind the latest leak. Now, while others in the Labor Party agree with him, there are some who say it may not be Mr. Rudd, maybe people close to him, or it may have come from some completely other source. Mr. Rudd himself, in his only statement issued on the question of the leak, said he does not divulge details of cabinet discussions and never will. But certainly it's unhelpful to Julia Gillard's cause. The opposition is making a meal of it, as they would do. Tony Abbott says he's not going to comment on what members of the Labor Party say about each other, but he says he notes the poisonous quality of what's going on in the government, and he raises the old line, if you can't govern yourself, can you govern the country?
Well, how has Julia Gillard responded to the questions about Kevin Rudd?
Well, Julia Gillard hasn't been asked about Mark Latham's allegations today. She has, however, been asked about another story about whether Kevin Rudd's been asked to campaign for the Labor Party in Queensland. She says she respects Kevin Rudd's wishes to be campaigning in his local electorate. She says that's what he says he wants to do, and she understands that to be his wishes. She says he will be honoured at the Labor Party launch, which it's been announced will be on the 16th of August, so not very far away from Election Day. She says he will be honoured at the campaign launch, and she pointed to what she called some other interesting issues that have been raised between Bob Hawke and Paul Keating as well.
Well, it's nearly the end of the second week. A better week, do you think, for the coalition?
A much better week for the coalition. Tony Abbott's been focused and disciplined, in contrast to the leaks on the other side of politics. And certainly Julia Gillard's had trouble getting her message out, although probably her best performance of the campaign so far was the press conference she held when she was responding to the question of the leaks. So certainly there were some signs of what people have termed the real Julia Gillard, and that buoyed some members of the Labor Party I've spoken to. But certainly Tony Abbott's had a much better week. It is only the second week of a three-week campaign, so there is still a long way to go. But I think you'd have to say this week the coalition certainly made up ground from its first week, where its performance was a bit shaky.
Now, the Labor Party still faces discontent with the mining tax, and now a coalition-dominated Senate committee has reported that the tax is a threat to jobs. Is it a threat to Labor's re-election chances as well?
Well, senior Labor MPs in Western Australia don't believe that a scare campaign can be run twice, and they're not worried at this stage about the mining tax campaign being ramped up by the smaller mining groups. They believe that it's mainly pressure coming from the Liberal Party. So they actually are much happier about their electoral position than they had been previously. Of course, the question is what effect it has in Queensland, where most of the marginal seats are and where the Labor Party is acknowledging that it will probably lose seats. An interesting thing that's come up today, the former Democrats leader, Cheryl Curnow, is planning to stand as an independent Senate candidate at the last election. She was a former Democrats leader. She defected to the Labor Party and held the seat of Dixon for just one term and then bowed out of politics. But in a press release, she said today that she's contesting the upcoming half-Senate election in New South Wales with an independent consultant, an innovation consultant, and a Manly councillor, Simon Cant. She says it's an important election, and she's She says it should be defined by more than a worm's judgment, referring to the worm in the debate. And she says she shares the despair of New South Wales residents at the quality and expense of the current election campaign with its narrow and superficial focus. Now, I think the people who might be worried about this are the Greens, who are standing Lee Rhiannon as a candidate in New South Wales. But that's certainly Cheryl Curnow wants to return to politics.
Mm. Lyndall Curtis, thank you. That's our Chief Political Correspondent, Lyndall Curtis, joining us there.